Hello, it's 11:45 in the morning, and one thing I've noticed is if you don't have your Wi-Fi or Bluetooth activated, as in switched off, your phone battery lasts an eon. So I'm behind the new Aldi in Sowerby. What time did I say it was? 7:45. Yeah, I'm behind the old, the new Aldi. This way. Hey! Molly! Maggie, this way! Got that retard of a boxer. There's new housing development here as well that looks like it's expanding, so the area that I'm in, Molly, the area that I'm in is actually perfect for dog walking. There's three huge fields that aren't getting used for anything at all, and it takes two of the fields. If you walk around them in a loop, so you imagine those two joined together, even though they're separated laterally by a hedgerow, large hedgerow. It takes you a good hour to walk around. High grass, and these tall, kind of long-stemmed plants with little yellow flowers on the top. I don't know what they are. There are a lot of those. And that wildflower that looks like a foxglove, but it isn't. I can't for the life remember what it is. Hey, down this way. So I've got Molly Rosie, obviously. I've got Maggie, who's the chocolate Labrador. Go on then. Oh no, it's you. And we're boarding this boxer at the minute. Jesus. He's such hard work. And it's because we've boarded him before, but it's because his owners don't even walk him. And you know how a boxer's a big dog. Get past then, you clown head. The last time we boarded him was a couple of months ago. And the owners didn't even provide food. It was a case of, did they bring any food? Even though we'd been talking about, you know, how many times a day he ate. Because I think he's only coming up to a year old. He's significantly bigger than, to be honest, he's probably fully grown. The sad thing is he's got this beautiful colour to him. It's like tiger stripes but dark, you know, so the white is black and that orangey gingery colours, you know, brown, beautiful markings, but the dog is thick as mince. So because its owners, they don't even walk him whatsoever, all they do is leave their patio door open all day and naff off to work. When he first came round for the consultation, before the first time we boarded him, the dog was wild. And I should have said at that time, no. Because it was extremely difficult when we did board him that time. Extremely difficult because he had no discipline whatsoever. They only ever walk him up, quote unquote, they only ever walk him on a lead. No, they don't. The harness that they provided for him, even on its smallest, tightest setting, just dropped off him. It's a harness for a frickin' bull. I'm not joking. The thing is massive. So we had to put him in Molly's harness, I mean, I've bought more harnesses since. And oh God, it's, you know, he can't walk even on a lead. So this time round, knowing that they didn't give us any food this time round, you know, oh Jesus Christ. God, these dogs are mints. This time around, Sarah says, how many times a day has he eaten? Oh, twice. And what food is he on now? And she says, oh, I've got a bag of Royal Canine there for you. It's not enough. It's actually, weighing it out last night, bit of quick maths. He's going to run out with 2 days to go before he gets picked up. So, last night. Oh, yeah, so we left him. I had to leave him for about 45 minutes with our dogs yesterday. In the living room with the back door open. So, I suppose if anybody wanted to pinch him, they could. But Molly would have seen off any burglars. And somebody urinated on our settees. Now, fortunately, they were covered. Get going, you stupid animal. But it doesn't know what to do. It doesn't know what to do in any situation. And its owners just let it sleep in the bed with them. Oh God, it winds me up so much. So like last time he boarded, he was always on a belay to get upstairs. Yesterday I fashioned a gate for the bottom of the stairs with those hinges such that, you know, you can just lift the gate off. So it doesn't need to be on there permanently. I'm having a right whinge, but I'm going to. Oh, yeah. Any opportunity he can, he tried to get upstairs, but obviously the gate's there, so... no, he couldn't. But he was trying to get out the front door as well. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, you stupid thing? But yeah, it doesn't know what it's doing in any given situation whatsoever. So last night we decided to stick him in a crate. I've got a really, really big crate. It's probably the biggest one you can get. And so we stuck him in that and he just whinged until 3:30 in the morning. And then I said, I'm not having it. Hadn't slept. And so let him in the living room. And all he wanted was company. He's got separation anxiety. He has to be, he can't even be tethered in the boot of the car. Or seatbelt, I say tethered, but, you know, seatbelted into the boot of the car. Maggie, go on. Oh, Jesus Christ. Another stupid dog. Come on. Yeah. You know, tethered in the boot of the car, and he's still crying. Right, you can go round me, you lot. Flippin' Nora. My two dogs just walk round you. These two, flippin' standing on your heels and calves, because you just go around, stupid animals. Yeah, so still bloody cries in the back of the motor, back of the van. Even though he's 10 centimetres away, you know, separated by his seat back from my two dogs, at least. Oh, just incredible. That's part one of the whinge.